Welcome to the Bucky Beeman audio adventure. I am excited to get back into doing podcasting. I've been on a break. I've been working from home. I've been getting organized. And so what better way to start the podcast once again rolling than someone that's TikTok famous, somebody I look up to, all the awesome TikToks that she makes, and the creative way she uses social media. I have Carol, the tenant rep. That's how I know you, the tenant rep. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi. Well, Bucky, thank you so much for having me. My name's Carol Snyder. I'm a Houston-based commercial real estate tenant representative. And I went with the tenant rep back in 2014.
Nice move.
I figured like that would be the way that people would know me as like the person focusing on tenant representation here in Houston.
That is great. When did you officially get into the business?
So I've been in the business for about 12 years now. I started by getting a file administration job. Like literally all I got hired to do was to sort the management files for a real estate company. And it was a small firm. They did like leasing of shopping centers, office buildings, medical centers, and mixed use buildings as well as apartments. So that was my foot in the game. It was doing their files, and then I just stayed on board. And I fell in love with the leasing part of it. I stayed with them for about 7.5 years. And about 5 years ago, I decided to transact as a tenant representative and get my license, of course.
Right. And by that time, I'm sure you had seen a lot of the ins and outs of the business. So you were feeling confident in trying to pull off your first deal, right?
You know what? Strangely enough, no, because I operated there based on like muscle memory. Yeah, you know, if that makes any sense, like I knew an LOI would come in and say 10% cap on this. And I knew based on memory what the landlords would allow me to do, but I didn't really fully understand it all. I just knew like, okay, we'd go up to 5 or we'd go up to 8 and just operate based on memory versus understanding fully what I was doing. I even like look back on the first times I was leasing and I just cringe thinking about leasing because I literally told my supervisor, I don't know what to do. Like they're like, just go show the space. And I was like, but they're going to ask me questions. Like, what do I do? And they're like, just see what they want and then tell them the rents. And then this is how you'll do it. I was so nervous to go show my first space. And just looking back on it, I do cringe on how I did it.
That's funny. I think we all look back at those first deals and shake our heads. And like, do you remember what one was your first deal officially? Or one that you felt like, oh my gosh, I earned my stripes in this one?
You know, I think the first one that I felt really proud of was actually later in my career when I was still with them, but it was a national deal. It was a Pacific Dental, and I brought them to the table, and they ended up leasing with that landlord. And so that was the one I was really, really proud of because, like, you know, it was from like start to finish.
That's great.
And I think I got my chance to like say, yeah, I brought that deal fully, like cold called. It was fully cold. Like it wasn't a warm call. So
that is great. I like asking this question. Do you have any family that's in the business or was it purely out of just being on the office admin side that led to you getting into the business?
Yeah, it was purely from the office admin side. And now like looking back into becoming in a brokerage, I think it's insane because a lot of the people in the industry do have family that bring them in, mom, dads, I don't know, their family owns a ton of real estate or owns property or owns gas stations in some way, like they find their way into real estate. And it's like real estate is so taxing on you and like demanding. And it's also based on like connections. And I didn't have any of that. And like, I'm kind of glad I didn't know that it was needed in quotation marks because I didn't have any of that. And just seeing my path here, it was just all hard work. And one connection that I made, which was, I like to point this out. It was, I used to go eat at this restaurant where I dated my husband, and we would go there like every other day, at least once a week we were there. We would order, then we got married and we would order food from their place, and they'd see us there all the time. So he was one of my first calls that I made in the real estate industry. I was like, hey, I eat at your restaurant and I'd like to know if you guys are expanding, if you guys would talk to me about your growth. And he's like, actually, we might just start franchising. And then that's how my relationships like just grew. Like that one relationship turned into one of my biggest clients today.
Wow. That is so cool. I think that's like, that's so fun about our business. It's like, you never know what's behind that door. As far as you start having the conversation, next thing you know, you look back 5-10 years and you're like, wow, that all came from us going there and having dinner.
All the time. Like I would joke, I called them and I was like, hey, I'm that girl that sits in the corner all the time. And they're like, yeah, I think we remember you. And I was like, we started that conversation once, remember? And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're that girl. All right. And it was really neat. And a lot of my restaurant relationships came from that one relationship there. Mm,
yeah, because they're in the same industry and they talk to other restaurant operators. And
absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. It snowballs. So I feel like this is common between so many people I talk to that don't have family in the business, is you find different ways to build business worth versus relying on, you know, that relationship initially. So what are some of the ways that you've, you know, built business over the years that has worked? I mean, obviously cold calling, you picked up the phone to call that restaurant operator. What else have you done?
So that call started because I was a few days into the industry, maybe less than 2 weeks into the industry. And I decided that I was not going to be afraid to get turned down, you know? And so I started making calls, and I had this little chart that I drew behind my journal, and I put 100 check boxes in that box. And I said, my goal is to get 100 no's. When I get 100 people to tell me no, then I've reached my goal. And I said, because that way it's going to feel like an accomplishment to get a no versus, oh my God, another person told me no, and I'm deterred away from my goal, which is succeeding in real estate. And so my goal was to go down and make the check marks, and eventually it led to that call that led to other opportunities. And I think it was just the work ethic that got to my clients and the people that gave me a chance for the meeting. They were like, you know, what I bring to the table. I talked to them about, you know, who I am as a person. I didn't shy away from telling them that I was new to the industry, that I was hungry, that I was ready to work. And I think that that's what allowed me to win early on.
Do you just do tenant rep, or do you now represent landlords as well?
No. So I try to focus even from the start on completely tenant rep. The few times that I've picked up landlord listings have either been because they're in the restaurant sector, you know, and so I work with other restaurants, and so that usually helps me lease those out. And the one other listing that I picked up was a large 23,000 square foot space. I went to this building, I fell in love with this building, and I was like, this is going to be an amazing like deal. Like, I don't even know what, but I felt it in my gut, and I was like, I have to have this listing. Mind you, I don't, landlord rep is not my strength, even though I did it for 7.5 years, but like, you know, transacting, it wasn't my strength. And I told him, I want to work this listing, please allow me to work. He signed my agreement, it was short, but we were able to get a Foot Locker there. And a 23,000 Foot Locker.
Wow.
And yeah, that's been my biggest deal that to date. And I completely focus on tenant rep unless personally, like a client wants me to help them with the development that they purchased, and I'll be happy to take that on. But I try to focus on tenant rep.
I like the focus. I think that focus leads to a lot of opportunity, and in a smaller market like I'm from, I would say it's difficult to focus because there's not a large amount of tenant rep transactions that occur, and so you end up having to do lots. So it leads to a lot of experience, but that focus can really lead to you narrowing in your passion and helping people probably even more in some cases.
Yeah, I think that early on I decided to focus on tenant rep because if I did that, then I would be around people that were trying to do deals, or I'd be around their network, you know, that want to do deals. And I figured if I stay on tenant rep, then I can say that I specialized in something. And I thought that early on in a career, when you don't have that much to go on, and really you rely on the strength of your firm, you have to find a way to stand out and say, I only do tenant rep. I only do this. This is like all my attention is going into this. And so that's the difference between me and these other junior brokers, is that their attention is split amongst so many other things. And I think it was important. And I think that that was a call early on that I feel paid off big for me.
Neat. When did you tip your toe into the social media pool and start dabbling on social media? When did that occur?
So I decided to get social media in 2014. And I got the tenant rep, and I got it across all the platforms that were available then, except Twitter. And I didn't know what I was doing. I think it was more like, oh, hopefully the next person that, I don't know, is on there just like me, runs across my page and they hire me. Like, that's how, I guess, novice of a thought that was, you know, to social media, versus, hey, I just want, now my strategy is creating relationships with people across the nation, versus I'm trying to pick up business. And so I started in 2014. I posted very little, and I don't think I knew exactly what direction I wanted to go with. And at some point, I got a like from Gabriel, is it Hernandez?
Yeah, the CRE nerd.
Yeah, the CRE, Gabriel Gonzalez. Yeah, CRE nerd. And he's like, hey, that video was cool. Or I don't remember what he said. He commented on something, and I was like, oh, that kind of led me to the rabbit hole. I clicked on his profile that led to other profiles. And I was like, so there are people on here, like on social media, there's people like me on there. Okay, cool. And I started connecting with other brokers on social media, and just, I think, you know, just interacting with them, because it was kind of nerve-wracking, because I've always been told, like, you know, careful who you friend on social media and you never know them. And so I still kind of had a little bit of that in the back of my mind. So it was a little nerve-wracking, but I'd be like, hey, that's a cool software. I use that too. And then it would lead to cool conversations with other brokers. And then I just noticed how everybody else is using social media. I was like, okay, so I'm not crazy here. I could use social media for this.
And I feel like it also gives you permission when you see other people being themselves on social media in an industry that has been the suit and tie and the, you know, over professional. It gives you permission to be like, okay, they're doing it. I think I can do it too in my market. It's not going to crush my career.
Exactly. Cause that was like a big fear of mine, was like, well, you know, speaking behind the camera, is that going to be kind of nerdy of me to do? And like, people are going to think like, oh, who are you trying to become, you know, on social media? But the more that I saw other people doing, I was like, this is just normal. This is normal. Mm-hmm. And if I get on there to talk behind the camera, it's not weird. It feels weird at first, but it's not, you know, it's totally normal.
What has come out of that, would you say, is whether it be business or just your ability to, for me, it's kind of like, exercise the creative side of my brain, and I just enjoy being creative. So like, what have been some of the benefits of being on social?
Yeah, I think that for me, it definitely has been the creative portion of it, as well as the business relationships of it. Because when I came into the industry, I learned really quick that you had to create a name for yourself. You know, like I would tell other brokers when I was at happy hours, like, oh, I'm having trouble for getting this person to call me back. And they're like, that's because they don't know you, you know? And so building a name in the industry is really important. And so building, same as building your resume on social media, like that is important. People to know your name and know who you are, it's important. So it's helped me create relationships, which today I'm working on an account that came through social media, which is a first for me. And secondly, to be creative, allow me to do the parts. I'd say before social media, I didn't have any hobbies. All I did was work, and now I get to include a little bit of my creativity into my hobby, which happens to benefit me at work.
Yeah, that's for sure. I had put this as one of the questions I had asked you prior to this is, what is your favorite tech tool that you've used in the industry?
Right now, I'm totally geeking out about Placer.ai, which is like a online software, online database on the traction that a shopping center or an area gets, and like what the demographics look like in that shopping center, how busy it is. And it's all based on cellular data tracking. So I was actually thinking about doing a TikTok on an unpopular opinion. You know how they do that on TikTok, like unpopular opinion. So my thought was doing a TikTok on unpopular opinion, keep your location services on, because real estate agents want to know where you're shopping. We want to know what retailers to bring to you.
And not only that, but the retailers probably are using this data as well to come up with where the heck they're going to go, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. And so that's one that I really like. I also like this one app called PhotoNote. And essentially, when you go driving sites, like for me that I'm working with a client, I see so many sites that writing them down and usually like just writing them down just doesn't help. I want to see the picture. And I can take a picture on my phone, but PhotoNote allows me to drive a market, take a picture of a shopping center, write down all the leasing information, and write down why I wanted to note that shopping center specifically. So I'll say, I didn't see any vacancies, but I'd like to call to see if there's any opportunities coming up soon. And so I note that in there. Then I go drive down the street, see another one, take a picture. And then later on, you can go back in there and see exactly where you took the picture. So it gives you the address. And then it gives you your picture and it gives you your notes on the site. Sweet. So I really like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They get lost in my camera roll, and then I'm like digging through and I'm like, all right, I know I took a photo of that property. Like, where the heck is this thing?
So PhotoNote helps you with that. Like, everything's organized in there. You can search it. Like, say it was on this street, you can search for it. So I love it because of that. Like, mine's full with pictures on there. I used to use Snapchat for it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Snapchat's so quick to just make a note, draw an arrow, you know, just like, honestly, it's quicker than Instagram for me. Snapchat is a lot faster than that.
Yeah, I used to use Snapchat. I'd take a picture and then write the note and then save the story. But, you know, that doesn't give me the location of where I took it. So I'd have to write the address as well. Whereas PhotoNote, everything's in there. So I love using that that tool, as well as all the social media tech tools.
So talk a little bit about the tool of TikTok and what you've just come to enjoy out of that platform, because it's definitely one, like, we can barely get commercial real estate agents on Instagram, let alone TikTok. That seems like centuries away. So what have you found with TikTok?
I found that people are on there to learn cool tips and tricks, right? And so what do they say? I bought this because I saw it on TikTok. I did this because I saw it on TikTok. So my goal coming up is going to be to create videos to help small business owners on things that they weren't thinking about before as a small business tip. I think that I'll get a lot more, I think it'll get a lot of traction in the small business, you know, people that are following other small businesses and that follow accounts that help small businesses. I also, I've enjoyed it just because it's fun. It allows me to not use TikTok as a time waster. I find ways to use sounds. When I'm looking at sounds, I'm seeing how I can use it for my job and become relevant. I don't know if you saw, but I recently had one video go viral. Mm-hmm. I have like 95,000 views on it.
Was that the phone one when you were like, no, you're typing the email. Was that the typing the email one?
Yes, the typing the email to the tenants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that video, I'm like, oh my God, I totally did not expect that response. Like, people are having full-on fights under my comment section. But just knowing that I can reach, so it's 95,900 people have watched it.
That's amazing. God.
And so just seeing that was like, I don't know if I'd have that kind of reach anywhere else.
Yeah.
So that's insane.
That is insane.
Well, and that's a real estate related TikTok.
Well, and I think that leads to just the internet in general of like using these tools to help educate. And by using the tools to educate, it leads to people looking to you as a resource. And then the Gary V model, which I know you know, Gary V, it's give, yes, give, give. And eventually it comes to you. And if you got to take a right hook, great. But if you don't, it's even better.
So like, that's exactly what I'm working on next. It's like, how can I become more of a giving tips, giving something that someone can use so that next time I have a viral video, I can capitalize on the visits to my profile and people can actually follow me. I don't think I was ready for that video to go viral. You know, my videos are mostly silly on there. So now it's got my wheels turning.
That is
for sure.
That is great. Are you using Instagram much? And if so, how are you using that platform?
The same way. Like, I'd like to use my story feed as a way to be creative. I like to do little photo shoots of myself and make it in relevance to something I'm working on in real estate or something that's going on in real estate. I'd like to share tips on how I deal with certain negotiation points or how I deal with certain people. Or lessons I've learned in real estate. I mostly use it to network with other agents. And I, you know, as we know now, you know, coronavirus has put networking completely on hold for a lot of people. Well, not for me. Mm-hmm. I am still networking with a lot of other agents and having really great discussions on how they're keeping their businesses afloat, what they're doing, you know, how they're adapting to all this. It's really been an amazing tool for me to use in my business and staying relevant and up to date with information.
Well, and it feels like you can just send people messages very seamlessly. Like that communication, I just put a rental property I have on Instagram and it wasn't a half an hour later I had someone say I'm very interested, and it seems natural to send a message there. Where sometimes you get one on Facebook and you're like, wait, why are you in my messages? Like, how'd this show up?
I haven't put that much attention to Facebook, so I wouldn't know that much on that subject. But I like how I've been connecting with people on Instagram. And every day, like, as you said, you used it to do this. Like, I learned something new. Like, okay, maybe next time I'm going to post something like this, and maybe I'll get that kind of traction. So you learn from what others... how others are having success and how you can apply it to your Instagram strategy as well.
Absolutely. So do you have anything specific you'd like the world to know just after they listen to this podcast? Like, what's some things that you're working on?
I'm super excited. I'm working on a couple of things. One of them is to get my broker's license.
Nice.
So I'm working on that. I've also signed up for like courses on negotiation. Like, I'm always trying to invest in myself and invest in my career. I've invested in trademarks. So I have the trademark for the tenant rep. So that's really exciting for me. I recently got the domain as well. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's something that going into commercial real estate, you probably never imagined you would be trying to get this specific domain and trademarking it.
Yeah. No, it's actually, this is all kind of new, but I figured like if eventually you just never know. Things change so quickly in real estate, and like that's the thing that we're all learning, right? As real estate can change from one day to another. So adaptability is key. Mm-hmm. And I figured the internet's not going anywhere. You know, the internet's not going anywhere. And I don't know if I'm going to do anything with my domain or my trademark, but I know that the internet's going to be there for a very long time. So in case I ever need it, it's going to be there for me when I do. Mm-hmm.
And what a good username it is, because it's something that has represented something in our industry for such a long time and continually will. So.
Right. And I figured like the more people rely on the internet or social media, for example, I just got my hair done. How did I decide on that person to do my hair? I went on their social media. I researched them. I saw their pictures. I saw the other girls that had their hair done. And I was like, I love it. I want to do it. And I think that real estate will eventually get to that point where people are like, hey, there's professional people on there that know what they're doing, and I can find them and see their resume on Insta. Absolutely. And so I think that it's worth investing in, because again, I don't think the internet is going anywhere. So might as well own a little bit of real estate on the internet.
I cannot wait for the time that you're able to, with a tenant, document the whole process from start to finish. It takes a unique tenant, a unique customer that's like, yeah, bring in the cameras. But when that time comes, I just think there's so much gold in someone watching that process, because you can educate so many of what really goes into finding that right space for the restaurant or whoever you might be working with.
Yeah. So my thought has been like, I don't know if I'm at the point where I need to hire someone to, you know, record me, but I thought like maybe I can have like a vlogging camera with me at all times. Cause you don't know when you'll have a really great conversation where you can get like really good sound bites out of, or that conversation or that whole process, like you said, could be very useful for someone else to see. So I've played around with the idea of just carrying a vlogging camera, and I have one that I bought. I just need to put it into use for it.
Well, and then getting the customer to be happy, be okay with it. You feel so awkward. You all of a sudden, here it is. For those that can't see it, here's my vlogging camera. And then you like show up to the meeting and you set it up like right in the corner. I mean, I'm just going to kind of record right over here just in case they're thinking if or why you're recording me.
Oh, because one day I'm going to be an Instagram professional that you go to about real estate. I want to have this footage. I'd say I have a lot of content that I haven't posted, and it's either because like you said, I haven't had the time to go through it and put it on and make it live, or I'm still reluctant on how much to share on social.
Yeah, right.
So like, I have like conversations that I've asked my clients, like, hey, can I record this conversation? Because I want, you know, I'm on social media and I like to show people how I do certain things. And I don't know if I'll post it, but if I ever do, I will make sure to run it by you so that you know the snippet that I'm going to use and see if you're comfortable with it. So I do ask them, and I say, if you're comfortable at that point, then I'll go ahead and share it. But I've never actually shared it. But I do have conversations that I've recorded on my phone and that I keep in case one day I'm ready to share that part of my business. Like the one I remember closest is I spent an hour and a half going through an LOI with the first time franchisee. And like, I work with a lot of franchises, and what I know about these franchisees is that when they look at a concept, they're excited and they want to go in, but they're also very cautious, and like, they don't want to make a mistake. This is where they're going to put all their first initial money, and then they're going to hopefully grow it into other franchises, because that's really how you make money in that, is you open more than one. Mm-hmm. But you got to get the first one right. And there's a lot of reluctancy on their end to pull the trigger on one. And so the reason I asked them to record it is because this is the first time we were going to review our first offer, and they were going to have questions that came up. And I figured I could use that as content as to what questions you have as a franchisee. Could come up, Yeah, that holds you from doing a deal, right? I think that was like an hour and a half long. I did a poll on social media, like, who wants to hear how I have this conversation? And I think it was like 19 people voted, yeah, like, go ahead, post it. And one person put, no thanks, I don't want to hear it. it was really, really funny. But I have that content, I just haven't posted it. I don't know how much of it to post yet. I think I'm going to go through it and see if I can get like some small sound bites and start there on maybe their most basic, most basic to them, you know, and I think it'll be really helpful. So I love working with franchises and franchisees. They're my favorite.
I think just as again, watching Gary Vee, you can take those sound clips and put them out on the app called the Anchor app. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
So it's like a podcasting app that you can record a conversation or you can upload. And then from there, from Anchor, it pushes out to other platforms like Apple, iTunes, and things like that. It's looked like the one that's been the quickest to get to kind of a podcast format. Definitely worth looking into.
Well, you know, a lot of the feedback that I get from other agents when they're working with franchisees is that they get run around a lot, you know, like, oh, I did all this work, I showed them all the sites, and they ended up not doing a deal. And I think that that's why it would be helpful to post those kind of conversations with my client's approval, because other franchisees are going through the same thing. Like, they're going through the same traps where they're like, this is my hesitation with this deal. This is why this would stop me from moving forward with this deal until I fully understand it, feel comfortable with it, and then I'm okay with moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then sharing that success story, because I just got a call from the franchise that franchisee is killing it.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's always so rewarding to hear.
That is. So, Carol, if people want to follow you, where can they go? What's your username? Share it to the world.
Yeah, so across all platforms, except Twitter, it's The Tenant Rep.
The Tenant Rep.
On Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Nice.
But I would say I'm most active on Instagram. And the second platform I'm most active on is TikTok, but only if you want to see me do silly things.
and the URL has been bought, right?
My URL has been bought. I think right now it just says coming soon. I don't think I can do anything with that, at least not till I get my broker's license. But the goal is to have a little piece of real estate on the web, and that'll be where you could find me.
TheTenantRep.com.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to this conversation, and I look forward to future conversations. It's been great to get to know you more, and I enjoy everything you're doing online and following what you're creating. It's a lot of fun.
Right back at you. I feel like you're so bold doing all these TikTok dances. I feel like I'm behind.
My latest one was like, if you don't know the dance, you just kind of go like this, and that's about it.
I died when I watched that video, because you look like you were committed to getting it right, and then you were like, at some point, I lost it.
Oh, gosh. Well, it was because I tried for, like, I swear, 10 minutes. I'm like, I am just wasting time here. I need to go get to work. What am I doing?
Yeah. It's a so one thing that I do want to try, I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, like, there's doctors, or like, there's like a skin care medic or whatever the case, whatever profession they're in, and they do the dances, but they give you tips as they do the dances. And I heard one of them say, this is the only way that people will actually watch my entire video, is if I do the dance.
That's hilarious. That's true.
So if you catch me, maybe I'll do the renegade.
Yeah, the renegade. I've tried that one too. That one did not hit the internet, so it's probably never gonna hit. That's gonna sit in drafts until I leave this world.
That is too funny.
All right, go follow her, The Tenant Rep. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Bucky.